Hello, everyone, and we are extremely happy to be back in the studio today to bring you all episode 6 of Expanding the Chunks. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. We are pleased to be back after a short break and cannot wait to bring you this next episode of Expanding the Chunks. Hi.
I agree with you that I am super excited, but I still have absolutely no clue how we are going to top an interview with a Mindfair admin.
You got a fair point, but we're going to try either way. Today, we'll have a bunch of fun, lighthearted conversations and play a brand new minigame. So, our first segment will be our brand new minigame, which is Guess the Item. So, it's going to be a spin-off of our original Guess the Block. After that, we're going to move swiftly on into some awesome discussions about our plans for 1.16 on Mindfair and what we've been up to on Mindfair this week. And we're going to wrap it all up by reviewing the awesome new changelog for 1.16. So with that, let's jump straight into today's episode. Everyone, today we are going to be playing Guess the Item, which, as I said in the intro, is a variation of the Guess the Block game that we played a few episodes back. The game works the same as any of our other games. We ask 10 questions of each other, and get 1 point per question we answer correctly. The player with the most points at the end wins, and I think that's pretty much it. You got anything to add, Pizza?
Other than me saying you are going to lose and I will be the champion again, no, I do not.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you say that. We'll see how this goes, however. All right, then. But since we need a way to decide who goes first, and we want to be friendly to those of you out there who listen without being able to watch on YouTube, let's just flip a coin. I think that'll make life easier.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so you ready?
Yep.
Call it.
Tails never fails.
All right, let's see. And it is Tails.
Oh, let's go. Told you.
All right.
Told you. You are also going to lose the game itself.
Okay, well, let me write our names down in my script book and create our tally marker so we can... All right, let's go. Go ahead.
All right, first question. I almost said it again. Guess the Item, Expanding the Chunks, Episode 6. Let's do this thing.
Let's just...
Number one. This one's pretty much an easy one. My items kind of go from difficulty, like easy, medium, difficult. That's pretty much how I have my book arranged. So... Number one, lights up when placed down, shaped like a rectangle crafted with coal and a stick.
Is it a torch?
I would have been really disappointed if you got that wrong. Okay. Yeah, it's a torch.
All right. iGamer2003's item book, ETCP episode 6, guess the item, 10 questions. Item 1. When combined with Efficiency 5 and Haste 2, this item provides you with Instamine. It is made of what used to be the best item in the game until 1.16, and has a relatively high durability.
I love how you just brought a topic from later in this episode into this minigame.
Yes, yes, that was the goal, yes.
So, Diamond Pickaxe.
Yeah, good job.
All right, awesome. Cool. I'm not gonna... Hopefully I don't get completely destroyed in this game. Guys, I know my book is a little messy. I apologize, but...
It's okay, guys. I did mine at midnight the other night, so we're gonna ignore that.
Alright, number two. Used with a bow, made from feathers, flint, and a stick. Easy to get.
And it's an arrow.
Yeah, it is.
Don't tell me this is gonna be like the last mini game before we had Doc on where it's so easy we tie.
No. That's not happening.
Item 2 is farmable using villagers and lava. Blank ore smelts to make this and is considered a mid-game material.
Can you say the first one again?
Yeah, so it's farmable using villagers and lava. We have one of these farms somewhere.
And you smelt this ore to get.
I mean, you smelt blank ore to get this specific item. I'm not gonna tell you what ore it is, 'cause
Is it
then
an
it
iron
just gives it
ingot?
away. Yeah, it is actually.
Oh, I was so scared. You have no idea how, like, okay, we're just gonna move on.
Just go. Next question.
My heart was racing. Okay. This one goes up to medium difficulty. You start. I put "wath" instead of "with." Nope, not W9 if. With. You start with this in Skywars duels.
Okay.
Is a weapon, does a decent amount of damage.
All right, so it's an iron sword.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
A lot of my questions are paying attention to other lobbies or servers we go on.
That's okay though, 'cause I'm
So
pretty good at
this.
that. All right, question number three. Can be obtained with a bowl and a mushroom. Can be made with bowl and mushrooms and is a source of food.
Mushroom stew.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we are on. We're on number four. Number four. Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind. Okay. Number four. I've been learning how to clutch with this. Many speedrunners use this to break their fall, and it is used quite a lot as just like for what it's supposed to be used for.
What?
See, this is getting in the difficult category.
I mean, you block clutch.
No, this is a different kind of clutch. I've been learning how to clutch with this. One day I got on call with you and I said I need to build up and I'm gonna try and clutch with blank
Is it
to
an
break
Ender
my
Pearl?
fall. No, it is not. I'll give you one more shot. I've been learning how to clutch with this. Many speedrunners use this to break their fall.
Oh, it's a water bucket.
Yes. Okay. Good job. You almost slipped up there, Gamer 2003.
I'm happy you
I.
gave that to me. Don't say my name like that, it's just weird.
Gamer 2003 I.
Yes, please don't. All right, so this item accelerates plants' growth. It is used in flower farms and is crafted from bones. That should be obvious.
Your questions are a lot more professional than mine. Mine are just straight up simple, and then you use words like accelerates. I would have just said grow. Okay,
What's the
bone
answer?
meal. Bone meal.
Okay. Yeah, see, I don't
Okay.
want to sound like the idiot I am off camera on camera, so I'm just kidding, everyone, maybe.
Maybe. All right, number five. Used with redstone, used
Okay.
to open doors, turn on lights, etc. But it is not a button.
Okay, so it's a lever.
Yes, I was so scared. I was hoping you said pressure plate. I was hoping you said pressure plate.
Yeah, no. Sorry. Question five. Zombies have the ability to drop this item. It can be farmed and can be cooked.
Dude, you're tripping me up right now.
Have fun.
Rotten flesh can't be cooked.
No, it can't.
But zombies can
Can drop
drop.
this. Have a chance of dropping this. It can be farmed and it can be cooked.
What do you mean by farmed?
You can make a farm that farms this. It could be automatic and it can also be a manual
Dude,
farm.
no, don't do me like that. Don't do
I'm
me
not
like
doing you like anything. It's a legitimate question.
It's not rotten flesh. It's not a carrot.
No.
It's not an iron ingot.
No,
Because
it's
I
not,
can't
because you
cook
can't
an iron
cook one of
ingot.
them.
I hate you right now.
As you should. I purposely put this question in to hopefully knock a point off your scoreboard.
I don't like you right now.
Good. The goal wasn't for you to like me. The goal is for you to be clueless, but you are.
I don't know what to do.
Give me an answer.
I don't.
Five.
No.
Four. I'm not wasting the whole episode on this question.
Carrots. Potatoes! Come on, give me that.
It's right.
Potatoes! I got it! Yes!
Now I hate you. Moving on.
I almost, oh my gosh.
I really thought I would get you on that. I almost did, too.
Dude, you almost got me. Okay, I probably spelt this wrong. I almost said it out loud.
Okay,
what is number it? 6. Used a lot by us in Bed Wars. Very good for sneaking past people. Is a potion.
Invisibility potion.
You want to know how I spelled it? I spelled
I'm
it
very curious.
In... Wait, no, I spelled it right.
Spell it.
INVISABILTY.
No. No A. The A is an I.
In Visa gift card.
Yeah, no, it's bill, not invisibility. It's invisibility. It's with an I.
Ability.
Lol. Yes, I say things weird, okay?
Well, sorry. Sorry, I had to bring that back. I'm sorry.
Ooh! Alright, we'll see.
Oh, crap.
You may or may not get this. Is a replacement for what used to be the rose in Minecraft. There used to be a rose. Not rose bushes, but a rose.
I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
And I know this item.
Yeah, makes red dye and is dropped by an iron golem.
It's a poppy.
Yay! If you said red flower, I was going to say no.
Love how you were going to say no to red flower and you said ender pearl. Just keep that in mind.
No, I would have given you a second chance, but I would not have accepted the answer red flower.
I pay attention to these changes.
I know you do, which is good.
Some changes in Minecraft are not good. People say change is good. Some changes are not good.
Change is mostly positive. Not all.
Okay. Number 7. Used to trade with villagers. Is green get from an ore? What is this?
It's an emerald.
Yeah, the color of your jacket hoodie.
Oh, thank you. You know, the schematic that I had drafted up for my pixel art outside of this house was actually supposed to be built out of emeralds.
But we had to make a budget cut and use clay or something.
No, we used,
terracotta.
No, concrete powder.
Oh, yeah, that.
Or I used concrete powder instead.
It's your turn.
Yeah. Whoa, okay, way too far here. Item 7, right?
Yep.
Found in dungeons. There are multiple different types, and skeleton kills creeper equals this item.
Skeleton equals creeper equals this item?
Skeleton kills creeper equals this item.
Oh, a music disc.
Thank you.
Oh, see, that's for all the OG Minecrafters that pay attention to Easter eggs. Alright, this might trip you up.
We'll see. Probably.
And I'm not giving you a second chance for this.
Okay.
Because I need to get you on this.
I know.
Number 8. Good decoration item for houses.
Okay.
Goes great with flowers. We have these in quite a few places.
Is it a flower pot?
Dang it! No!
The
no!
flower clue. It was the flower clue. I made a sad pizza. More like a angry pizza. Okay. This item is... Get out of my face!
Can I look at your questions?
No. Imagine I accidentally had screen share on the Google Meet.
That would have been really funny. I'd be able to see all your questions.
By the way, guys, if you're not wondering, if you're now wondering, because I said that Discord really didn't like us when we recorded, so we started using Google Meets for recording.
It's funny that your screen share is actually on.
But Google it's not.
Maps. I'm just joking.
Okay. Item 8 is used for transportation. It used to break and be very unreliable. It broke really easily before. And it's made of wood.
Boats.
Yes, boats.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
I disliked the new boats for a while, but I learned to like them.
Agreed.
You know one thing that I hated so much about the old boats?
I don't know. The fact that they broke whenever you hit nothing.
Yeah, and just saying, if you ever play an older version of Minecraft where it doesn't have the new boats, don't use them in a swamp. Just don't.
Lily pads even kill the boat.
Ugh. The most defective thing in the real world knocks out a boat. Like, what?
Yeah, I know. All right, but go let's ahead. Go Question on. 9, your turn.
Alright. Number 9, can be used for transportation, makes a loud noise, is craftable. This is where I'm going to get you.
Makes a loud noise.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a minecart?
It is not. The correct answer was fireworks.
What?
Can be used for transportation.
Yeah, I know. You use them for elytra. Okay. I don't like that question, but okay.
That question is literally the equivalent to the true or false. Let me pull it out.
Yeah, that's the true or false seed question. I didn't appreciate it. You don't have to read that question
true
again.
True or false? There are 18, 446, 744, 073, 709, 551, 617 different seeds in Minecraft.
616.
That's what that is the equivalent to, but okay, go on.
You're cheap. Provides Thank light, you. Can be made with charcoal, and there is a redstone variant.
A torch.
Yep.
Alright. My last question, guys, is the last question for Pizza 40.
So I have to get this right, and then make you get my last question wrong in order to win.
Alright, number 10, can be used for food and brewing, recently got its texture changed, and poisons you.
Can be used for food and brewing, and it poisons you. Is this spider eye?
It is not, it's a puffer fish.
Oh, it poisons you and it's a lot, okay. Alright, so at this point...
Hoping you said spider eye, and you did.
Wait, it got its texture changed? Since when?
Yeah, it did.
In when? What update? Like 1.13?
I can actually research that for you. When did the puffer fish...
Yeah, see, you don't even know.
Its texture changed Minecraft.
Pretty sure it got the texture overhaul with the 1.13 update, which was 2 years ago. Please tell me I'm right.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But spider eyes didn't get their textures changed. You should have known that.
I was thinking maybe got it changed with 1.16, but...
But we said no 1.16!
Well, we said no 1.16 items. Spider eyes aren't 1.16 items.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay. Alrighty.
Alright. Well, I lost, but last question.
Yep.
Can be given potion effects, is a projectile, and can be shot from a dispenser.
An arrow.
Yep.
I got all them right. Woo!
I really still don't accept your clues for the fireworks. I mean, I really can't do anything about it. We agreed no more stupid questions like that.
Okay, then I can take the fireworks. That doesn't count then.
But
I still won, so.
Yeah. Still, I don't like that question.
Hold on. Hold on.
What was the other question that you wrote that you got rid of? What was the thing for it?
Oh, what was the thing? I accidentally did 11. It was actually bow. I use this more than a sword. In Team Mega, I would say I'm the best with it is a weapon.
Okay.
All right. What was the score, iGamer?
The score, if you count the firework question, was 8-10. If you don't count it, 9-10.
Alrighty.
So,
yes.
I guess the winner of today's minigame is, unfortunately, Pizza 40. And I was really concerned we were going to end that in a draw, so I'm kind of happy we didn't, even though I lost, which we'll see what happens next episode, guys.
Yeah. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
That's a 3-win streak right there.
How can it be a 3-win streak when 2 episodes ago we had a draw? Or are you counting a tie as a win?
Hold on.
Guess the biome or whatever. That was like...
Oh, wait, we did draw.
We drew on Guess the Biome, which I'm pretty sure was either an episode ago or two or three episodes ago.
Okay. All right, you got me. I'm on a 2-win streak. The next episode, I'm going for that 3. It's going to happen.
We'll find
out. You know it. Okay. Well, with that amazing ending on my part, let's move swiftly to our thought on to some of the awesome plans and projects on Mindfair. So, iGamer, what have you been working on for the past few weeks on Mindfair?
Well, for the past few weeks, I've actually been really, really busy on the server. So as of this past week, well, 2 weeks ago, I was working on the dome and I got a decent amount cranked out on that. I did some good work on that. And then I was able to outline how much more of it we have left. And then I did some math on how long it would take if we worked on it for like a certain amount of time every day. And then you told me to stop working on the dome because you wanted to do it.
Well, I mean, so, you've been doing so much work and I really haven't been helping. So I wanted to, you know.
Right. And I got that. So I'm like, okay, cool. And honestly, I was happy because I was doing a lot of work and it was kind of getting boring. So I'm like, yay. Okay. I'll just make him do it now. And so then I started working on my private mansion. So I had built the mansion probably right before I started really working on the dome. But it had been empty, and I'm like, well, I really kind of want to, like, work on this and fill it up. And my goal for it was to always be, like, a piston house or a redstone house. But because of the way I built it, I could not do that with the top floor the way it was. Yeah. So, like, with the top 2 floors, there was no way I could put, like, redstone underneath the floor or whatever to, like, build it up. So I ended up making the bottom floor into, like, a piston house. So the bottom floor has, like, a shulker box swapper, redstone infinite water source, hidden enchanting setup, some hidden storage in front of one of the doors with the little button. And then the rest of it is just kind of interior decorated. So the second floor is, like, a game room. There's, like, a little carpet disco floor with a jukebox. And there is a little item equipping station I could kind of, like, throw in up there. And a pool table with, like, an outside balcony. And then the very top floor is just a bedroom. It's just got a little desk, some beds, whatever. And then as of more recently, I've been over for the past 2 days over at Dad Can Learn's base. They're busy building a sorting system that can hold basically every single item in Minecraft.
That's insane.
So I've been over there helping him lay out chests, lay out hoppers. I was just over there today getting helping him out with getting some redstone supplies, because now he just finished laying out the sort and the thing. It's like three layers tall. And so he is now getting ready to do all the redstone. So I was over there literally right before we sat down to record this to try and help him gather his redstone resources and craft up some stuff so that he could start building the redstone component of that.
Yeah, I got you. But I think with your, redstone piston house or whatever? Mm. What do they call it again?
Mm. Yeah, piston house. Mm.
Yeah, I think what you should have done was you shouldn't have built the whole house first. You probably should have went like floor by floor, if you know what I mean, and then started working on the
foundation. But the style of the house, like the type of style of the house, is really hard because I can't have like 5 blocks in between each floor of just like hidden away redstone. It really doesn't work out. So it was, I kind of had to just like not make the top floors redstone. Either way, I was like, it was supposed to be like a small little thing where I just kind of put some redstone contraptions in and had fun. And it was. It was a cool little side project to work on while I wasn't doing anything. So I appreciated that. So what about you? I mean, I know we're partners on the server and we live in the same base and we kind of have a general idea of who's doing what. But what have you been working on?
Well, I can't really tell you. I've been working on like a little secret thing.
For the past 2 weeks, you've actually been working on something and I still haven't figured that out.
Yeah, I've told you, I've given you the same answer over and over again. I've been working on something a little secret at one of the two bases. I'm not going to say which one. I was going to start working on my part of the dome, but I just never really had the time to do so. So, I mean, I've just been working on my little project. That's kind of a surprise. That's about it. Other than that, I've just been messing around on my own, doing my own things for YouTube, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. By the way, guys, if any of you are wondering, because I said I did the math, how long it will take for us to do the dome, if we complete 3 full layers a day for the next 2 weeks and 3 days, we will complete up to build height, but then we have to fill it in flat, so we're not done when we get to that point, but just to, like, prepare it to the point where we can almost be done will take us over 2 weeks.
So, as we will be talking about, the Nether update actually just released 1.16.1. And since you are a junior admin on Mindfair and have behind-the-scenes access, what can you tell us?
Well, honestly, I've seen a lot, but I can't say that much. I've basically been sworn into secrecy on this kind of topic. But what I can say is that I've seen a lot of the inner workings of the awesome upgrades that we are planning to release for 1.16 and beyond, and I think every single Mindfair player and all of us on the admin team are really, really excited for it. Even the people like me who know what's coming, we're still like giddy and bouncing in our chairs for the fact that 1.16 is here and we get to roll this out soon. At this point, the best thing I can say is just wait for us to update, and I think you guys will be really excited and really amazed to see what we've got coming. But speaking of the update, since we're on Mindfair, and Mindfair does plan to update to 1.16, what are your plans for kind of getting our base ready?
Well, as soon as we get a release date of the new server, I think 2 weeks prior to it, what's the word? 2 weeks before the server actually starts up and we start up the new server, I think 2 weeks prior, we should finish everything that we're doing. Don't start anything else. Put all our items in a chest, go around, make sure everything's in order.
Yeah.
Make sure nothing is Well, I mean, we're gonna have to tell Doc that we also want to bring in the second part of our base now that we kind of got that up and running. Concern for me for a new base is, you know how every time we would update the server, Redstone would break?
Yeah.
We're kind of, I say, when the server updates to 1.16, this server, unless we're not doing that, don't touch any Redstone. We'll deal with it on the new server. It's fine.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my idea of how I'm going to prepare for it, or us together collectively.
All right. Solid. I like that. At this point, I think it's time for us to move on to, you know, from what we are doing to prepare for the Switch and actually talk about what's coming in Minecraft 1.16. Now, Minecraft 1.16 was just released this past Tuesday. So, you know, it's not, you know, what's coming anymore. It's what has arrived in the official change logs. So I think at this point, let's just move on, and we're going to go through the changelog with you guys and talk about some of the awesome things that have been added to Minecraft 1.16 this week. All right, so for today's final topic, I have printed the entire 33 pages worth of Minecraft 1.16 changelog, and we're just going to go through some of the new features and review the major game changes, as well as some of our thoughts on what we see in the changelog. Our goal here is to just relax, talk about the update, and provide you guys with some more detailed info that'll get you started when you start up your first 1.16 world. With that, let's just jump straight into this thing. All right, so new features added is two pages, so I'm going to go through this really quickly. Added the following: Basalt Deltas, Crimson Forest, Hoglins, Netherite, Piglins, Rune Portal, Soul Sand Valley, Striders, Warped Forest, Zoglins. That's a new
one. Ooh, what are Zoglins?
Added new disabled chat commands. Added disable multiplayer commands, Bastion Remnants, new game mode switcher menu, added new nether blocks, soul speed enchantment, lodestone, respawn anchor. You can now charge the respawn anchor using a dispenser to dispense the glowstone into it. Added target block. Basalt is formed when lava flows over soul soil next to blue ice. That sounds complicated as frick.
I know, right?
Bell blocks will now ring when hit by any projectile. Bells can now be hung from the underside of more blocks. Compasses Ooh! Can now be enchanted with Curse of Vanishing. Endermen can now pick up some of the new nether blocks. Endermen will no longer pick up netherrack. Entities that are immune to lava now get pushed by flowing lava. Farmer villagers can now compost seeds. Fish now despawn when further than 64 blocks away from the closest player. Huge fungi will now only grow on its matching appropriate nihilium. Knockback resistance is now on a scale instead of a probability. Lily pads are now considered junk fishing loot rather than treasure. Patrols no longer spawn when the player is close to a village. TNT and campfires will now ignite when hit by any burning projectiles. The general statistics list is now alphabetically sorted. Thank God! Do you know what I'm talking about there?
Yes, the statistics.
They're finally alphabetically sorted.
That's great.
Jeez, it took you long enough, Mojang. Took you long enough.
It took you long enough to finally pronounce it correctly.
Shat it. Updated logos for Mojang Studios and Minecraft. Villagers can now spawn iron golems regardless of their profession status or latest working time.
Walls
that sucks. Do not have gaps anymore when stacked vertically. Yes, builder's dream.
Huh? gaps?
Yeah, so they used to have gaps in some spots when you stacked walls vertically. And they don't.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, they got rid of that, thank God.
Thank goodness.
Walls will now connect to even more things, such as iron bars, panes, pressure plates, banners, and even sea pickles.
What, huh? Okay.
When a villager is struck by lightning, the witch it is converted to will no longer despawn. When fishing, treasure loot can now only be obtained in open fishing waters, so AFK fish farms have basically been thrown out the window.
Can I just say that, am I the only person that forgot that if a villager gets struck by lightning, it turns to a witch?
You forgot that?
I completely forgot about it. It's never happened. I've never, it's just,
it is really rare, I agree. I mean, I remembered it happened, but it is rare, I agree.
So guys, take a zombie riding a chicken and times it by 1,000. That's how rare that is.
There we go. Okay. So at this point, I'm not going to do accessibility because there's only like 2 things and it really doesn't matter. So it's line spacing for chat and chat delay. So that's what we got there. All right. So okay. Advancements. So for this first section, I'm going to read... this section is edits to currently existing advancements in the game. So once I read through them, we'll stop. We'll talk about them for a few minutes. All right. So piglins and hoglins are now required for Monster Hunter and Monsters Hunted.
Oh, I thought Monster Hunter is just killing one mob.
It is, so it's like you can now kill a piglin or a hoglin and get Monster Hunter from killing them.
Okay.
Monsters Hunted is killing every mob in the game. So they just added them to that advancement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next is Serious Dedication is now awarded for obtaining a netherite hoe.
Okay, that annoys me, alright? I'm gonna tell you all something. I was scrolling through advancements one day, alright? I was scrolling through advancements. What is it? In husbandry? Serious dedication. Completely use up a diamond hoe and then reevaluate your life choices.
Bruh.
I sat there for a whole 45 minutes talking to iGamer2003, not telling him what I was doing the whole time. I RTP'd somewhere and grabbed the diamond hoe and just spammed it all over grass blocks.
Yeah, you did that, I think, when I was building the village. You did that.
I did that for 40... It took me 45 minutes, and now they're going to change it up. That annoys me.
Okay. Obtaining Blackstone now also counts for the Stone Age advancement.
That's interesting.
And Breeding Striders now counts towards the parrots and the bats and is now required for 2x2. Which is breeding every mob in the game.
All right. Okay. So, we got some new advancements here.
There's 15 brand new ones. 15.
I got a few looks at these. So, let's take a look at a few of these.
You have the change log in front of you, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead.
Bullseye. Unlocks when hitting the bullseye of a target from at least 30 meters away. I said this back in 2003 yesterday. I was reading them off.
Yeah.
Hidden in the Depths unlocks when obtaining Ancient Debris.
Ancient Debris is what you can use to make the new Netherite Scrap, which can then be crafted into Netherite Ingot, which we'll get into later.
Yeah, okay. That's really complicated, though.
Making Netherite?
Yeah.
Yeah, for good reason.
It's the most powerful... By the way, let's take a moment of silence for the diamond armor, which is no longer the number one best armor.
Or diamond tools, for that matter, too.
That's true. Diamond tools. Anything diamond has now gone to second best. Netherite has taken its spot.
Except for currency on Hermitcraft, y'all. Anyone who's fans of that.
I am not. Yeah, unfortunately. Sorry. Whatever. Country Load, Take Me Home. I know I just skipped one by accident. Country Load, Take Me Home unlocks when using a compass on a lodestone. I started singing this song the second that I read it off.
Yep.
and you told me to shut up 20 seconds after. Cover me in debris unlocks when in obtaining full netherite armor.
Yeah.
That'll take a while. Who's cutting onions unlocks when obtaining crying obsidian. I remember when me and iGamer were going through the articles and seeing crying obsidian. We were like, what is the point of that? I still don't understand. It's used to craft
like respawn anchors and stuff.
Yeah, we learned about that in our 1.16 snapshot. Okay. Not quite 9 lives. Unlocks when setting a respawn anchor to the max. Me and iGamer, we only got our respawn anchor to like what, 5?
We didn't get it very far.
Alright, this boat has legs, unlocks when riding a strider with a fungus on a stick. I remember this got bugged, the fungus on a stick, it wasn't working at all, and you couldn't even get on striders for a little bit.
Yeah, there was a time too where you couldn't even ride the strider, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what snapshots are for. They're amazing.
Yeah, agree.
No, but the respawn anchors are powered with glowstone, right?
As far as I remember, yeah.
Alright. Hot tourist destinations unlocks when visiting all biomes in the Nether. All I know is the Crimson Forest, the Soul Valley, and then the... whatever the blue one is. I can't remember.
Crimson Forest, Warped Forest, Soul Sand Valley, Basalt Deltas, the Nether Wastes.
Did you really just come up with all that off your head?
Yeah. Yeah.
Off the top of your head, not off your head.
Yeah. No. This is just all my memorization. Yeah.
Alright. Those were the days. I know, right? Unlocks when entering a bastion. War pigs unlocks when looting a chest in a bastion. War pigs. That's an interesting name.
Because
shiny
piglins.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, shiny unlocks when distracting an angry piglin with gold.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I actually saw that in a Hermitcraft episode I was watching of Green, and he was getting attacked by hoglins because he wasn't wearing gold armor, and he totally didn't realize that he had to wear gold armor for them not to attack him.
Yeah.
And he was getting attacked, and he eats gold carrots on the server, and so he mm-hmm. was just like throwing gold carrots at them and gold at them to try and get them to not attack him.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of funny. All
right. And so, you know what?
Go ahead.
I was watching a video, and it kind of hit me in the feels, man. Things that will be changing after tomorrow. It was diamond armor, diamond tools. Oh my gosh. With all these new mobs, I can't even remember.
Zombie pigmen,
yes. Those will be changing. Lapis was changing.
Really? What did they do to Lapis?
I don't know. It was like this blue block. I don't know. I think
they changed
Lapis.
Textures.
Yes, textures. They also changed the, whatever that block was, they turned it into the bullseye thing.
Target block.
The target block, yeah. They changed it into that, but I forget what it's called. Oh, I need a crafting table. Hold up. I need to get my facts straight.
Alright, so while he's checking that out, I'm going to go over some of the new stuff they added. So, with the Basalt Deltas can now be found in the Nether. They are remnants of volcanic eruptions. This biome sports a high concentration
found
of
it.
Basalt columns and lava deltas. What you got?
Fletching table. They changed the fletching table into the target block, and then they changed one more block. I think it was the cartography table, I'm not sure. Oh, it was the smithing table? Yep, they're changing the smithing table.
Yeah, they did. And that is used now for making netherite armor. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Yep. So anyway, basalt deltas. Walking through it, you will be surrounded by flowing flakes of white ash. I've seen this. It's kind of cool.
It is really cool.
Magma cubes finally have their own home and spawn very frequently in the basalt deltas. and a new block, Blackstone, can be found here in large patches. So next...
I like Blackstone.
I like Blackstone, too. It looks good. All right, so next on the list is Bastion Remnants. What's made of Blackstone and pull of piglins and hoglins? Bastion Remnants. So there's four separate types of Bastion Remnants: bridge, hoglin stable, housing units, and treasure room, which is the same as when the snapshots were first released. You can now find these sizable structures in all nether biomes except the treacherous ash-dusted regions of the basalt deltas, which I think is funny because Blackstone is found primarily in basalt deltas, yet that's the only place you can't find a structure that's made entirely out of Blackstone.
Huh.
Odd? I think so.
Odd, yes.
Explore, loot, conquer, Bastion Remnant to call it your home, but beware, piglins don't take kindly to intruders stealing their possessions. So, piglins will, I guess, and this was a problem for a while, it was a bug where they wouldn't get aggravated when you would open their chests, but they do now.
Yeah. Okay, can I just say one thing?
Mm.
This is one of my favorite parts about the update. Bees. They
yes.
have reduced the maximum distance a bee can wander away from its home hive to 22 blocks. Thank goodness, me and iGamer had so much trouble. We were setting up the bees, and the bees, they just kept... One bee made it from one side of our base to the other.
Those bees are gone.
They went that far away. And I'm so happy that they've reduced it. So happy. And then next, we have block renames.
Yeah, this is pretty simple.
Yeah. Some blocks have been renamed. Turns out singular fungus is the nether attempted to falsely present itself as many fungi. So sneaky. Crimson fungi is now called crimson fungus, and warped fungi is now called warped fungus. Simple.
So, for blocks, we now have 23 new blocks added to Minecraft. 23 awesome Builder's Dream blocks, too. Some of them are really super cool. So, added Crying Obsidian. It's sad. And cries Purple Energy. Nice. Added nice. Basalt. Craft it in a 2x2 grid or use a stone cutter to create clean and shiny polished basalt. Added Blackstone along with its variants, regular, polished, and polished brick. Blackstone can be used to craft furnaces and stone tools.
Okay.
So that's why it gives you the Stone Age enchantment or advancement.
It makes furnaces. Okay.
Yeah. I like that. Added Gilded Blackstone. Blackstone, which has been in...
Imbued.
Yeah. That's a weird word. Imbued with gold and has a chance of dropping gold nuggets when broken. Added chiseled nether bricks, cracked nether bricks, and quartz bricks.
You know what? I actually can't wait to see that.
Me neither. Okay. Added two non-flammable wood-like blocks, crimson stems and warped stems.
You know what? I kind of figured because it's literally in the hottest place ever.
Yeah. Added crimson and warped hypha, all-sided stem blocks, including stripped variations. Added new ground surface blocks, crimson nihilium and warped nihilium. Added new vegetation, nether sprouts, crimson roots, and warped roots. Added two types of fungi, crimson and warped fungus. Try using bone meal to grow them, so that's how you get the big, like, mushrooms made out of them. You can place crimson and warped roots and fungi into flower pots.
Mm-hmm.
Added warped wort block. Added weeping vines that grow from the bottom of a block downwards.
Interesting.
Added twisting vines that grow upwards. Added new natural light source block, shroom lights.
Can't wait to see that.
We already have.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, we found them in our test out world. Added soul soil. Whenever fire burns on soul soil, it burns with a blue flame. Soul soil and soul sand can be used to craft soul torches, which in turn can be crafted into soul lanterns. The Wither can now be summoned using soul soil as a base.
Oh, I thought it was about to be like a whole different thing.
No, you can use soul sand or soul soil. That's all. Added soul campfires warm your buns with the heat of 1,000 souls. Guys, these campfires and lanterns really aren't that bright. They're kind of bad. Added chains.
My favorite.
Yep. Nether gold ore can now be found in the Nether. Ooh, really now? It drops a few gold nuggets and can be mined with any type of pickaxe. Bone meal can now be used to grow kelp, weeping vines, and twisting vines. Using bone meal on netherrack can now spread Nylium.
Oh!
So it's kind of like spreading, like, flowers and grass.
Oh, I was nowhere close.
What's up?
I said mycelium.
Oh, yeah,
and then
that
I said,
too.
Oh,
that
no, too. I was nowhere close. Oh, okay, I was right.
I think you can do it with mycelium. I'm not sure. Using bone, we did that already. Nether vegetation blocks, so sprouts, roots, vine, fungus, wart, and wart blocks are now compostable.
Mm-hmm.
Nether sprouts can be harvested with shears, and food can now be placed on unlit campfires, but they will not be cooked.
Wait, I thought that was already a thing.
I guess not.
No, but it was.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. First, you would have... No, that was always a thing.
I don't think so. We'll have to test it out.
Is it talking about all kinds of food, not just meat?
I don't know. We'll have to test it out in Mindfair a little bit.
All right, definitely. All right. Creative mode.
Go ahead.
You can now milk cows and mushrooms in creative mode. I thought that was also something you could do.
No. No.
Okay. You can now get stew from mushrooms and mushrooms in creative mode.
Mushrooms? No, it's a mushroom.
When using any empty bucket on water in creative mode, you can now get a bucket of water. Wow, really?
Yeah, but you couldn't do that before.
You couldn't?
No.
If you have a bucket of water in your inventory already, no additional water buckets will be added when you use your empty bucket on water. Crimson Forest. Alright, let's see. Crimson Forest can now be found in the Nether. Oh, really? Crimson Nylium? Carpets the cave floor with all kinds of strange new vegetation.
I like how they call the Nether a cave.
That's true. Wait, it did. The cave floor.
You just picked up on that?
Yeah, just now. I'm kind of just reading over the log. Crimson Nylium can be bone mealed to get more of this strange new vegetation. They sound so proper in the change log. I don't like it.
Because it's an official release document, so they kind of have to.
Huge crimson fungi make up the trees of this forest. Trees. With shroom lights lighting up the forest floor. Nether wart blocks can be cleared quickly using a hoe. Weeping vines grow from the cave ceilings and fungi. Hoglins wander these forests. I hate hoglins. Crimson spores swirl through the air.
So that's just kind of like an ambient effect. And we'll get into hoes later. By the way, they actually now have mining blocks. Like, there are certain blocks that they're meant to mine. So we'll get into that later. Dispensers, really quick. We're going to go through. Can now saddle pigs and horses. Put horse armor on horses. Put carpets on llamas. Put chests on llamas, donkeys, and mules. Shear a mushroom and shear snow golems. Alright, so this F3 and N toggle spectator has just been debugged. So previously, by using the key, it would return you to creative when toggling out of spectator automatically when using the keyboard shortcut. They've now changed it so that it returns you to whatever game mode you were in before using the keyboard shortcut.
I'm just gonna say, I literally just clicked F3 and N because I was curious what would happen. Debug. Unable to switch game mode, no permission.
Yeah, well, that's because you can't switch into spectator on Mindfair.
That's true.
Okay, so farmers can now put excess seeds in the composter to create bone meal, and bone meal is used by the farmer to grow crops.
Villagers being the farmers.
Yeah, farmers meaning a certain type of villagers. And farmers share excess wheat with other farmers, so more farmers can make bread. All right, game mode switcher, and then hoe changes. Game mode switcher, the new F3 debug feature, which allows you to switch game modes with traditional tabbing functionality. Hold F3 down and tap F4 to open the menu. Tapping F4 continuously will cycle the game mode, or you can use the mouse to click on which game mode you want. Release F3 to apply whichever game mode you have selected. Your last game mode is remembered and will be the first selected option, so you can quickly toggle between the two game modes with a single press of F3 and F4. All right, so hoe changes.
Hold on. You know what I'm excited for? Since 1.16 is coming out for Blender, aren't they going to make new stuff for Blender?
Eventually. They're not going to do it immediately, but yeah, there will eventually be new blocks and stuff hopefully added to the Blender cycles.
Yeah, that'll be fun to mess with. Yep. Anyways, no changes.
Go yep, on. We're going to try and speed the segment up because we've been segmenting this for 25 minutes. So, hoe changes. Changes to hoes to make them more useful in the Nether. Each tier has a different speed at which hoes now mine blocks they are effective against. Hoes can now be enchanted with the following enchantments: Efficiency, Fortune, Silk Touch. Those enchantments can now be provided through the enchantment table. Hoes are now the appropriate tool for mining hay bales, target blocks, dried kelp blocks, leaves, shroom lights, nether wart blocks, warped wart blocks, sponges, and wet sponges. And wet sponges?
Yeah, that's going to take me a little while to get used to.
No, not even that, but like, why would a hoe be the proper tool for mining a sponge?
I know, right? Alright, the devil themselves, the hoglins.
Yeah.
Hoglins are big, aggressive beasts that live in crimson forests in the Nether. Beasts is right.
Yep.
They attack players on sight. Be careful, they can easily knock you off a ledge. Oh, we know that.
Unfortunately.
Hoglins drop pork and sometimes leather, but not willingly. You can breed hoglins by feeding them crimson fungi. Do so at your own risk. Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to do that.
Unless you want the advancement.
That's true, you're going to have to. Hoglins get hunted by piglins sometimes, but they don't go down without a fight. Despite this, hoglins and piglins aren't enemies, more like an ecosystem. Baby hoglins like to pretend they are tough, but don't worry. They're more bark than bite. If you don't know what that means, it's kind of like
They don't talking. Do anything. They're kind of pretty harmless.
They're very harmless. They just... Okay, anyways. I'm not good at phrasing things, so... Want to keep hoglins off your back? Pro tip. Hoglins hate the smell of warped fungi. Alright, then I'll just put that in my left hand. Hoglins that... Wait, would you have to place it down or just have it in your hand, you think?
Not sure. Again, something we'll have to test out.
Hoglins that somehow end up in the overworld become Zoglins fairly quickly. But who would ever bring a hoglin to the overworld?
Yep,
that's another question. Thing we should test out. You know what, guys? I think when this 1.16 thing comes out, me and iGamer will make a video of testing these out and see what they actually do.
Yep, I think that'll all be right. Probably a video that comes out shortly after this one.
The Lodestone, one of my favorite new blocks. A new block that can help you get your bearings. Crafted from a netherite ingot and chiseled stone bricks. Use a compass on a lodestone to create a lodestone compass, which will point to that lodestone. So, if you guys put a lodestone in your base and click on it with a compass, and you carry that compass around, I recommend naming it, like, your home base or whatever. And no matter what, that compass will point you back to base. So, exploring is actually pretty safe in a survival world if you get a lodestone.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to skip Forgive Dead Players, Neutral Mob Anger, Universal Mob Anger. That is all new game rule stuff. For those of you who are interested in game rules, I suggest going to Minecraft.net and finding this article and reading through it yourself. But for the sake of time, I'm just going to go through the more important like game changes. Okay, so mobs. Players can no longer mount another entity when the crouch key is held down. And then there's now new game rule Universal Anger, and game rule Forgive Dead Players. So, zombified piglins. Zombie pigmen are now known as zombified piglins, and they now have ears. Well, at least one ear. Zombified piglins no longer attack innocent bystanders unless you enable game rule Universal Anger. Zombified piglins stop being angry if the targeted player dies nearby. Zombified piglins continuously spread to other zombified piglins as long as they see their target. Okay. Biome fog color smoothly blends between biomes. Nice. Okay. That's nether biome fog. Netherite, a new high-level material found in the nether. Use it to upgrade your diamond gear. Making netherite. Mine ancient debris in the lower depths of the nether at your own risk, though no insurance coverage for that. I believe it's found most commonly at approximately Y15 in the nether.
That's pretty exact.
Combine 4 netherite scrap with 4 gold ingots in a crafting table to make a netherite ingot. Refine debris into netherite scrap using a furnace or a blast furnace. And then you use a smithing table to fuse the netherite ingot with your diamond weapon tool or armor. And it is one piece of diamond whatever, so like a diamond pickaxe, plus one netherite ingot will make you a netherite pickaxe.
All right. How about we end this segment talking about the ruined portals and soul speed?
Sounds good. But
so if,
hold
if
on,
you guys
want to do one thing, Zoglins. I want to talk about Zoglins because we highlighted that at the beginning. And we're like, what the heck is a Zoglin? But now I can't find Zoglins in my notes. Right. What?
Okay. All right. Well, when you find Zoglins,
you go ahead and talk about those two things. I'll find Zoglins.
All right. So, ruined portals. Shattered remains of ancient nether portals. Wonder who built them. They can be found in any overworld or nether biome. So, if you guys already have a survival world and you update it to 1.16, this is how it's supposed to be. I actually read it the other day after asking iGamer. Any new chunks that you haven't loaded in, there's a chance of a ruined nether portal spawning in those chunks. But if you've already loaded up those chunks, well, I'm sorry, you will not be finding a ruined nether portal. Some are hidden underground, under the sea, or buried in sand. I don't think I'm going to go looking in sand for a ruined nether portal. But, soul speed. Never suffer again drudging through soul sand valley. Soul speed has got you covered. Shine your boots of choice with this soul-sucking enchantment to speed around on soul sand and soul soil. However, there's a downside. Enchantments will slowly degrade your boots each soul block you walk on. Can only be obtained by bartering with those pesky piglins.
Okay, Zoglins. I found it, and then we're going to finish off the segment with Zoglins. Cool. Zoglins are zombified hoglins, the result of bringing a hoglin into the overworld. Unlike hoglins, they can't be bred or fed, and they don't care about warped fungus. Beware, these beasts are raving mad and attack just about everything they see. So they are basically the overworld version of a hoglin, and they will attack every single entity.
Yeah, I think that was a good list of important things about the new update. Unless you want to get technical, and learn about more details, as in commands and stuff, I suggest that you guys read the changelog for yourself. It's about 33 pages, so you'll be scrolling for
a while. And you can find that changelog on Minecraft.net. And you can also find it using the link in the description below to take you straight to the 1.16 changelog page.
Yeah, if you don't feel like typing Minecraft.net, it'll be in the description. So, you just click on it.
All right. All right, everyone. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of our episode for today. On behalf of the podcast, we would like to apologize for the week and a half delay in releasing this episode. The delay was due to quality and performance standards that we could not meet with the rushed production. However, we do have something new to share. Pizza, want to tell them?
As of June 23rd, 2020, we have expanded our outreach and now have a Twitter account. To follow our account, simply search for @etcp_official and look for our logo. Also, as always, we still have an active Instagram and Discord. Check the link in the show notes /description for the Discord server. Our Instagram handle is @expanding_the_chunks.
Thanks, Pizza. All right, everyone. At this point, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and help us out. Until next time, I'm iGamer, and for my partner, Pizza40, thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time on Expanding the Chunks.